Osiris.
What's up? This is Ryan Stasek from Humphreys McGee. This podcast is part of the Osiris podcast family. Osiris is a growing community of music and culture podcasts, connecting music fans with conversation, commentary, and of course, lots of music. Osiris works in partnership with Relics Magazine.
I'm silent. I listen. She speaks to me in sweet, metaphoric reality.
Wow.
Damn. With the soul of Sean.
Huh.
And the heart of Gary.
Wow.
With one eye we see, which is better.
Wow.
That's pretty.
That's a great poem.
Did you write that?
No, that's Limp Bizkit.
Really?
It's a Limp Bizkit song.
Okay.
It's called Give Me Something to Break.
He mentions which is better in it.
I changed all the words.
Okay.
Oh.
But in my heart.
Did you do a Mad Libs?
I did like.
What is ours called?
You know the song that's getting sued for sounding like a song that it doesn't sound anything like?
God. Uh-huh.
That's what I did.
The Marvin Gaye family. His family is insane.
I think they got, they're like, they fell for the Blurred Lines thing.
Yes.
Which was definitely pushing it.
Yeah.
And now they're just all like, wait a minute, he used the word "the" in a song?
He had three chords that are in every song of all time. You're not allowed to use those three chords that are in literally every song ever. You can't do it.
Marvin Gaye has the best and worst family.
Oh, yeah?
Wasn't he murdered by
his dad? Dad?
Yeah, his dad killed him.
That's a bad family member.
That's one of the worst, yeah.
That's a bad thing to do.
Why did he kill him? What was the reason?
I don't remember that well.
Racist.
I think he was... I think it was just like long-standing,
just,
trouble.
Drug deal went bad.
I think it, honestly, some of it was because like Marvin was on too many drugs and his dad was insane and tired of his shit. So they were two different insane people, I think.
It's like the paramedics are like, we got to use some sexual healing.
Yeah.
Not now.
It's not going to work. He's been dead for 45 minutes.
So. Didn't we watch, Sean, was that you and I who watched a documentary about that machinery that was used on...
Oh, yeah, the 808.
The 808. That's a good documentary.
It is really good. It's interesting.
It's more interesting than you think it would. Oh, boy, I think I walked through poison ivy.
Uh-oh.
I'm so sensitive to poison ivy.
Gonna have to bathe you in tomato juice.
Yeah.
Give me something to break.
we should say, give me something to rate.
Oh.
Which is better,
Give me two things to compare and contrast tonight. Which is better, forwards hats or backwards?
Ooh.
Hats? Backwards.
Backwards.
The best part of that band, which there are so many great things about Limp Bizkit.
Great band.
Was that the guitar player was just in a whole different band. He was like, I'm going to paint myself like a goth zombie vampire with glowing suit, and everyone else is just frat
guys.
Boys and stuff. And he's like, no, and it just didn't work, but good for them.
Yeah.
Did I ever tell you about the time I met Limp Bizkit?
Really? Limp Bizkit?
I met the whole bunch of them.
Really?
Well, I didn't know it at the time. I went to Atlanta.
Summer Jam?
Hotlanta.
Oh, Hotlanta. They still call it
that. Masquerade to see Faith No More play. And this opening band came out, and you can't be an opening band, Faith No More.
No.
Don't nobody want to hear that shit. Nah. But this band comes out, they're doing a bunch of nonsense. They're throwing out merch and shit.
Yeah.
Bumper stickers, t-shirts, stuff like that. So, I get some shit, and I get myself a Faith No More t-shirt. And then, they came out and played, and then Mike Patton sang Take This Bottle. And while he was singing Take This Bottle, he had a bottle of wine, and he was flinging it. And he got wine all over my concert shirt.
What?
So I was like, I'm never going to watch this shirt. Because that was special.
Right.
Yeah.
And so, anyway, after the show, I had crowd surfed in it.
Oh, nice.
I had crowd surfed during Just a Man, right when it kicks in.
Uh-huh.
And every night. And that's when I went up.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And I had, for safety, put my money and ID and stuff in my sock. It all fell out. I lost all my stuff. So, anyway, I was after the show skirmishing around for stuff. And I was like, oh, well, I guess I don't get my stuff. And I go outside, and the tour bus is still there. I'm like, oh, I'm just going to walk on the tour bus.
Yeah.
I walk on the tour bus, clouds of pot, and I'm looking around. It's not Faith No More. It's these other fucking guys. I'm like, hey, where? And they're like, you're on the wrong bus, dude. You know, like, okay. Years go by. years and years go by, like a decade goes by, and I'm going through an old box of stuff, and I find my Faith No More t-shirt, and I open it up. I had wrapped up the shit I got the night. I open it up, and it was a cassette of Limp Bizkit.
Whoa.
They were the opening act, and they were the people who I met, but I didn't know who they were.
Sure.
I didn't care for their music, and I didn't connect that I knew them before they were. I knew them who they are now.
Yeah.
But before who they were then.
Wow.
That's my Limp Bizkit story. Guys, let's all tell our Limp Bizkit stories.
Did they give you something to break?
They gave me a cassette.
Oh, they were just in there breaking plates.
it sucked because I lost... someone did find my ID and give it back to me. Oh, the money was gone. But I somehow managed to keep hold of the t-shirt wrapped my bumper stickers and fucking cassette. I kept that.
Thank goodness.
But all my money I lost. But it was still a great night.
Who needs money?
They've got like, they're like just sitting around a chainsaw at a table.
Let's break your fucking face tonight.
Let's break a convention and go right into polls.
Whoa,
right.
Are we polling?
Polls.
Poll time, baby.
Give it to us, Gary.
Okay, here we go. MST3K edition.
Mm-hmm.
That's Mystery Science Theater for you nerds out there.
This one was a suggestion from Mike Salva. You've probably heard his name 100 times.
Yeah, he's gotten a lot of shout outs on this show.
Yeah, I don't think he listens.
No, he just. I hope he doesn't. He would not like it.
He's very active on the polls.
He's
a good person.
He's too good a person. Anyway.
Joel versus Mike.
Easy.
Joel won with 85%, y'all.
Yeah. Joel destroyed it.
Yeah.
How much is that? I mean, you know, of course Joel's better than Mike.
Yeah.
But is it like no contest? Mike had some good.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody has their ups and downs.
Right.
Mystery Science.
Yeah.
I do like the return.
I haven't watched the return.
I didn't know there was two guys. So this was a huge upset.
There's been
for me.
Dozens of guys.
There's been so many.
And
guys.
All the crows have changed. Everybody's.
Really?
There's been different incarnations of everybody.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
That's insane.
Gary, guys, you're going to not believe this next one.
Uh-huh.
This one was pretty wild. It was a cage match with 3 exclamation points. So a very exciting cage match. Versus a man named Luke Cage of TV's Luke Cage, and a man named Nick Cage, who I'm guessing is Nicolas Cage of TV's Ghost Rider, and they battled it out to the death.
Yeah, who won?
And Luke Cage died.
Oh.
Nick Cage won with 58%, which I think is...
That's racist.
It is racist.
Is it, though?
Really disappointed in our listeners.
I mean...
Well, first of all, Nick Cage, we can all agree at this point, isn't really that great.
No,
He
is great. He's like, I think he's like Samuel L. Jackson, but Samuel L. Jackson doesn't get any credit for his bad movies.
Sorry, my brother called. Wait, yeah, that's true. Samuel L. Jackson has
Nicolas Cage bad. Only gets credit for his bad movies, and he's in like some awesome movies.
What movies?
I like Nick Cage. I mean...
Well, one thing, Nick Cage is a real person. Luke Cage is a comic book character.
Nick Cage is a real person. Here's the thing. Luke Cage is like a show that you can sort of watch if you happen to want to watch a show, but you don't have to necessarily enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But Nick Cage was in Face Off, and even if he was never in any other movie...
He's in Con Air.
Face Off is a masterpiece.
He's in Raising Arizona and...
Raising Arizona? Wild at Heart?
Wild at Heart, yeah.
Leaving Las Vegas?
What was Luke Cage ever in? The Avengers?
Yeah.
But not...
He wasn't in that group. What was that group? He's in that group. The Defenders? Defenders? Is that what it is?
He's in both. Okay, here's another one, speaking of Marvel Universes.
Okay.
A tree edition. We've got Treebeard versus Groot.
Oh.
And Groot... Took home the gold with 55%.
Really? Nice. That seems like a slim margin for like a really popular character versus a kind of popular character.
Yeah, who's Treebeard?
Treebeard's from Lord of the Rings. He was an Ent. He was a Shepherd of the Forest. And I feel like if the two of them fought, Groot can kind of stretch and grow and turn into different things.
Yeah.
Sort of.
Yeah.
And Treebeard kind of... can fight, but he can also command other trees. So maybe he'd he'd have some kind of a thing. I don't know.
But also Groot seems immortal or something.
Yeah, there's something.
Well, you know what I heard? The Groot, the little Groot, is not Groot. It's his son.
I heard that also.
That's what I heard from like the writer or something.
Yeah, Scrappy Groot.
Kind of. It's not Groot kind of reborn. It's just Groot Groot's offspring and the Groot we loved from the first one is dead. Wow. Groot's dead.
All
right. Next poll.
This is my favorite right here. Price is Right edition.
Oh.
Bob Barker versus Drew Carey.
Oh, yeah. You're a big Carey head, right?
And this is no surprise. Bob Barker. He won 80%, Drew Carey 20%.
Wow.
And I know everybody's like, yeah, they grew up with Bob Barker and stuff. Yeah. But I honestly think Drew is really coming to his own on the show.
Yeah.
And he's funny. He seems to be really happy when people win, whereas Bob was just kind of like, eh, who gives a fuck?
Oh, there's one, though, when Drew was not happy. Did you see the guy who broke the code?
Yeah.
No. It was like a guy who broke the code, figured out how to, like, I don't know what he did exactly, but he was like some kind of mathematician, and he like won, like guessed the exact price on shit like that.
Oh, really?
And Drew Carey was like, "You're cheating." You could see like he was like, he like when the guy won, he was like, "Okay, well, I guess you won," and you could just see in his face, he's like, "This is not right." All right, well, he lost. Oh boy, is Bob Barker still with us?
He's alive?
Yes. I don't know.
Could he be?
He is alive.
Hey, call the hotline.
God, that you know that guy's done some bad things. Bob Barker.
Ooh, yeah.
He has to fucking dog's balls. Wait, is he the spayed and neuter guy?
Yeah, yes. He is.
You got to spay your cats and neuter your dogs.
That's all he does now.
Don't ever neuter a cat.
For free and for fun.
All right, what's next? We got another poll. Sean?
Ooh, this one is very exciting to me because I'm a big sports fan.
Mm-hmm.
It is the World Cup versus the Olympics.
Oh.
And you know who won? The Olympics. Kaboom. 71%. Mm. The exciting thing about the Olympics is that it's a lot of sports.
Yeah, it's more than one
sport. So even if you hate figure skating, you know, you got pairs figure skating.
Right.
Yeah.
You got luge.
Uh-huh.
You got basketball.
You got running.
You got the one where they shoot. They ski and then they shoot.
Spear throw.
You got throw a big heavy ball. No, you're thinking of javelin.
Javelin,
that's
yes.
That's what I meant.
Javelin, you got jump over the stick. You jump got throw over. The
yeah.
stick.
Yeah, throw the stick.
Tires, running through tire
throw
holes.
Throw the metal ball.
They have tires.
They got training. They got kick a child versus kick a dog.
Yeah.
And you get to see how far you can kick them. And if you kick them 20 feet, then you win.
They got $7. Wrestling. They got it all.
Yeah. Wrestling, too.
It's like one of those video games you get where it's like 501 video games.
Yeah.
And then you play it and you're like, oh, none of these are any fun.
They're all bad.
But there's 500 of them.
Yeah.
So it's
tennis.
Good. Okay.
Wait, is there tennis?
Here's a poll. Final poll. Wet and Wild edition.
Ooh, la la.
Kayaks versus Sea Dudes.
This is easy.
Oh, man.
You'd think it would be easy. Sea Dudes won 58%.
58? That's it?
Yeah. I really thought
Sea Dudes should have been 100%.
Yeah. A kayak's just a slow Sea Doo.
Kayak is like it's like an exercise. Like, if you want to get your arm strong, I guess that's a fun thing to do.
Well, sometimes you want to just lazy river.
Yeah.
Have some brews, fish.
You could float in a Sea-Doo. You don't have to go anywhere.
Yes.
You could sit on a Sea-Doo and not gun it. How long? 30 seconds?
Yeah, you're right.
You would go, wah, 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 wah.
Man, I'd be looking for ramps.
Imagine being on a Sea-Doo.
Yes.
Just on a trailer behind a car going down the road.
That'd still be fun.
Yeah,
I think it'd still be fun.
That would be nice.
Let's do it.
Well, I chose kayaks because I prefer kayaks.
Oh, God.
Because I'm an old man who likes to take a moment and pick a blueberry. But Sea Doos are fucking awesome.
Sea Doos are the best.
I've never been on a Sea Doo.
I just look at a Sea Doo. I start to get a sunburn on my knees just looking at a Sea Doo.
Hell yeah.
Like, oh, I got such a headache. This is great. Oh, boy. Okay, well, guys, please write us in or
call the hotline.
Send hotlines.
What's the number of the hotline, Gary?
That number is 1-931-492-9789.
And now, please enjoy this.
So my daughter lost her two front teeth. She's a 26-year-old meth head, so you should probably... temper the enthusiasm just a little bit. Stepdaughter, not my kid, not my problem at all. I would never. My friends give me the crazy advice. They give me the crazy advice. They said you could use a vacuum cleaner extension to simulate oral sex. Have you heard this? Sir, have you heard this? Don't try it. Last night, I almost ripped my tongue out giving that thing a... I think I gave that thing blue bag. I'm not... Not 100%. I don't know. Is that a thing? Is that what the kids are doing? Is that what they're doing these days? Bought a Sleep Number bed last week. I haven't slept a wink. Every night I get in, I set it to 69, and I just giggle all night. All night long, I just... Oh, I'm a giggler, guys. That's what I do. I giggle. But then I got to go to work in the morning. I'm so mad I didn't sleep. Every morning I get up, I lose my Tempur-Pedic. I'm like... Okay, that's not that great of a joke. It's nothing. Do me a favor, go home tonight and sleep on it. Serta, you're gonna like it in the morning. That's stand-up comedy, friends. That's how you do it. It's that easy. So glad you're here tonight. That was like my intro, my epilogue. I don't know, is that what it's called? I don't know. Footnote, episode, what is this? I don't know. Vestibule, I think it's called. I don't know. First time doing comedy. I don't know all the rules. So I was at the gas station today, accidentally put Vin Diesel in my car. And now my car's acting really shitty because he's not a good actor, sir. That's what I'm trying to say. That's what I'm saying.
Hey kids, let me ask you a question. Do you like comedy? Great. This is Mark and Unson, and I have a comedy CD available called Go Britney. It's on Amazon, it's on Spotify, it's on iTunes. You know what to do. Osiris.
Hi, I'm Bob Crawford from the Avett Brothers, and the podcast you're listening to is part of the Osiris Network, a global community connecting passionate music fans with podcasts about music, artists, and culture. For more information about all the shows in our network, please visit osirispod.com.